You're listening to the eWomen Network Show on News Talk 820 WBAP.
Welcome back to the eWomen Network Show. I'm Sandra Yancey. If you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with a woman that you need to know, and she needs to know you as well. Her name, Andrea Siddig-Rolf. She is the president and founder of Siddig Incorporated, and she helps sales organizations inspire change, maximize sales, and increase bottom-line results. Two books you need to know about that she's written. One is called Business-to-Business Prospecting, Innovative Techniques to Get Your Foot in the Door with Any Prospect, and the other one is called The 7 Keys to Effective Business-to-Business Appointment Setting. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what happens when you're trying to get the appointment and all you get is voicemail. What is it that you do to get an appointment through voicemail?
All right. So what a lot of people make the mistake in with using voicemail is they think it's their 3 minute, their opportunity to leave a 3 minute commercial
right.
about themselves.
Right.
Okay, no. And think about how you respond when somebody leaves a voicemail like that. You go, delete.
Right.
So the whole point of voicemail is that you don't actually record on voicemail that, hey, I want to set an appointment with you, because that sounds like a sales call and the chances of getting a return phone call are slim to none. So the key with voicemail, a couple things. One is less is more. You want to be a little bit vague. You want to create curiosity. You also want to establish a little bit of credibility. And the point is you want to get that person to return your phone call so that you can have a live conversation to then schedule the appointment. So the way that you do that, there's a technique that allows you to create curiosity and credibility at the same time. So, for instance, I might say, hi, Mr. Prospect, this is Andrea Siddig-Rolf with Siddig Incorporated. I'm calling regarding ABC Company. Will you please return my call? And that's it. You leave your phone number and you're done. So what I've done is I've referenced ABC Company. Now, ABC Company represents a current customer of mine. So I've done a couple things. The person thinks, well, they're curious. Why is she calling me about ABC Company?
Okay.
And then they have credibility because you want to reference a customer that you're currently doing business with, preferably somebody that might be familiar to that prospect. They're going to recognize who ABC Company is. Now, the key is when they return the call, you might say, oh, thanks so much for calling me back. Yeah, the reason that I called you about ABC Company is that they are a client of mine, and we've been able to train their salespeople on how to become more effective at scheduling appointments with decision makers. I see you also have a team of salespeople and would love the opportunity to learn more. You know, why don't we get together? How's Wednesday at 3? So I've showed that connection between ABC Company, who is
so it's not misleading.
Right. So I've referenced ABC Company, but there's a connection between that company and you, Mr. Prospect. So it's important that you show the connection, that there's some relevance between the prospect or the customer that you referenced on the voicemail and the prospect who's calling you back.
And so it speaks to what you were saying before the break, which is also don't give too much information.
Right. Exactly. You want to give a little bit of information, create some curiosity, give them a reason to call back.
Okay. So let me ask you one more question. So we've talked about what happens when you get someone live. Now we've talked about what happens when you get voicemail. Let's talk about some techniques that you might have when you're trying to communicate or perhaps get an appointment via email. Any thoughts around that?
Absolutely. You want to put a subject line in email that's going to be familiar to that prospect. And you can almost translate some of these voicemail techniques to email. So, for instance, in the subject line, you could put ABC Company, again, a current customer of yours that would be familiar to that person. And so you send an introductory email, and it could just be kind of what you normally send to introduce yourself, maybe attach a few documents. Some information that press releases, things that give your company credibility. And the key with this email technique is the repetition of it. So, for instance, if the person doesn't respond in a timely manner to that email, what you can do is 1 week later, send the exact same email again. And don't reference the fact that you've sent it before. You just simply send it again as if it was the first time. And what this does is it brings that email to the top of their inbox, because it could be they had every intention in replying to your email, but you know how we get busy, we don't get to things, and so now there are a bunch of other emails on top of yours, and yours has sort of become buried in the stack. So this keeps it on top, and it's also sort of a branding thing, and there's a sense of familiarity to that prospect that, oh, I've seen this before. And I found, it just in my own little experiment, that usually by the second time that I send that same email, I'll get a response, and always by the third time. So if they don't respond a second time, I'll send it again another week later, the exact same email without referencing that I've sent it before.
I think the message that I'm hearing you say, and I think this is more notorious with women versus men, and you may disagree, but at least I know that it exists for women, is they feel like they send it the first time, and if they don't get a response, they take the immediate attitude of, I've been dissed. You know what I mean? And it's really not something to take personally. I mean, unfortunately, it really isn't all about you.
Right.
You know, it could be just someone who's crazy busy traveling out of the office, and then they get back and they've got, you know, like in my case, sometimes I'm gone for 2 weeks. There's no way I can dig through everything in 2 weeks. I'm looking for the most urgent items, and it's sometimes just an issue of timing.
Yes. And sometimes I think, too, that we don't realize that what we have to offer is beneficial to this person that we are reaching out to. Sometimes the people who are business owners and they're good at something other than sales, they think sales is somehow a bad thing. Oh, I don't want to bother that person. Oh, I don't want to intrude.
Right.
But you need to realize what you have is truly valuable. And if you can change your thinking to, I'm bothering this person, to, I'm offering this incredible opportunity to improve this person's business, you know, by working with me, it's this wonderful opportunity. And
exactly.
If you think of it like that, you'll be much more comfortable making those calls and sending those emails.
Now, all the information we've talked about is in your book, The 7 Keys to Effective Business-to-Business Appointment Setting, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And you're also a speaker. You do a lot of them. I mean, looking at your list here, leveraging existing customers to build new business.
Yes.
Creating your ideal client profile, which I think is so important in terms of the planning stages of what you're going to go after.
Right.
And of course, you can't be doing this and not understand the whole concept of networking, and you do a whole workshop on networking.
Yes.
As well as the Blitz experience.
Yes.
Which is an important way to go about getting massive amounts of interest in one major effort. So good for you. You're a member of the eWomen Speakers Network.
Yes.
And so that's a wonderful way. But you've got your own website, www.sittiginc, right? SITTIGINC.com.
Right.
Any other important contact information for those that might be listening to you and want to make a connection?
Sure. My phone number is 206-769-4886.
Okay, that's 206-769-4886. Andrea, thanks so much for the wisdom that you've shared and for the work that you do. I think it's phenomenal. You're in a critical place of the make or break part of businesses today, because just being in business, as you know, doesn't give you the right to get the business. And getting the business is all about acquiring skills, and that's exactly the contribution that you make. So good for you.
Thanks.
Okay, good enough. We're going to take a quick news break. We'll be back with more right after this.